Thank you very much. How are you doing in this weather? You know, last January 13, how did you take the mistaken missile alert? Such an event encouraged us to accept our life every day. Do we think today is the first day of the rest of my life? Today is the first day of the rest of my life. Or today is the last day of my life. Today is the last day of my life. After the alert, one minister said, I made up mine and waited for 30 minutes quietly until the time would come. If somebody asks you, for what do you live? Many people might answer, I live now for happiness. One philosopher said, if you want to be happy for one day, go to the beauty shop. If you want to be happy for 1 week, buy new clothes. If you want to be happy for 1 month, buy a new car. If you want to be happy for 3 months, get married. If you want to be happy for 1 year, buy a new house. However, having your hair cut and nicely arranged makes you happy, but only for 1 day. To buy new clothes makes us happy, but when they get dirty, we have to wash them. Buying a new car makes us happy, but if we have an accident, we have regret. And newly married couples live their lives loving each other for a few months. But when they argue or fight, they find fault in each other. A new house is comforted. But when we live there for 1 year, we notice various shortcomings. We then realize our happiness is not eternal, and also that we cannot know what is going to happen in the next day or next time. Whenever or wherever we are, we do not live alone, sustained by many other lives. We are allowed to live. To live the life we are allowed to live in the right way is nothing other than always respecting the life which we are given. Appreciating the benevolence of others is a basic starting point of Buddhism. We begin to realize that there are so many benevolences, such as benevolence of father, mother, and family, benevolence of the country and its government, benevolence of sentient beings and all nature, benevolence of the master and teachers, benevolence of supporters and donors, and benevolence of the three treasures. Shinran Shonin said, when the moment we entrust ourselves to the vow and set our mind to say the Nembutsu, we unfailingly gain 10 benefits in this present. Number 10, the benefit of entering the stage of the truly settled. What's the meaning of a stage of a truly settled? As you know, last January 20, we Hawaii Basin has a New Year's party. And during casino party time, when I play the roulette, and at the time, the dealer said to me, bet on your lucky number. So I bet several numbers having to do with my birthday. Then, when I play it several times, wow, I got a bucket full of chips. If these chips were real money, I would be a rich man. When saying the casino, I remember Las Vegas. As you know, many Hawaii people like to go on trips, especially to Las Vegas. I often hear about people who have been there 4 or 5 times so far, or someone who's go there 2 or 3 times a year. So when I jokingly told one person, before you go to Las Vegas, if you make a donation to the church, you might earn big money. He replied, Sensei, if I win, I will donate to the church. But up until now, nobody donated to the church after his return from Las Vegas. When I ask, by the way, why do you like Las Vegas so much? His answer was, it is a real pleasure to win or lose, and I could forget everything. So I said, even if you won $50,000 or $100,000 in Las Vegas, but if you lost your family and home in Hawaii that you are returned to, what would you do? If you lost your house, your property, your family in Hawaii, you would not be able to have fun in peace. You probably would not be able to sleep peacefully, since you would be worried about your family, about a place to stay, and what you would do from now on, because you are sure that you have a place where you can return to. You are able to pray and have fun with ease and peace of mind. Our life is like that because there is a place where we can return to in the future. We are able to live our daily lives in peace, no matter how rich or famous or powerful you are on this earth, unless a person is not sure about his future life and the place to return to, he will not have a true peace, because he cannot have peace and serenity. He will try to deceive himself and will engross himself in other things. So, I want to ask you, do you have a place to return to? That's why Amida Buddha said for us, our destination in life, the pure land where Amida Buddha, of course, and our dear people are waiting for us. As the teaching says, at the end of our life, we will be born in the pure land and attain Buddhahood, returning at once to this delusional world to guide people to awakening as a bodhisattva. This is the number 10th benefit, the benefit of entering the stage of a truly settled. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanta.